What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Facade. I'm your host, Gavin J. Gallagher, and on this podcast, I explore the mental and emotional game often playing out subconsciously, both in your mind and the mind of everyone else in the real estate or property investment market. The key to success in this game is to master your mindset and behavior, to take control of your thoughts, your emotions, and most importantly, your ego. Welcome to the show. Guys, real quick before we begin, I want to quickly tell you about my new coaching program, Elite Property Foundations. It's officially launched as of the 1st of June, and it is now alive and kicking with members. If you are a novice property investor or you would like to be a property investor, this is the program for you. I guarantee it's going to take you from feeling nervous about what you're doing to being both highly knowledgeable and confident in your decisions. There's a load of features and benefits, so you should definitely check it out. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes below. That's all. I hope to see you inside. Now let's get on with the show. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. And if you've been following the news at all in the last while, or if indeed you've been following what I've been talking about in this podcast, you will know that the office market is pretty difficult at the moment. And I've just been reading about Johnny Ronan, who had his troubles back in 2008, but he was one of the big high flyers who, with Richard Barrett, started Treasury Holdings back in the 1990s, and then went on to become one of the big sort of developers in the country. And himself and Richard were very prolific back in the early 2000s. And then 2008 happened and they got into trouble. Well, Johnny, he's a very tenacious guy, and he managed to kind of rebuild. He was in NAMA for quite a few years and came out of it. Everyone kind of thought, wow, managed to get out. That's fair play to him. And rebuilt his empire. You see it around there called Ronan Group on a lot of building hoardings and stuff like that. And sure enough, now in his 70s, the guy is looking at another difficult time, and he's fighting with various people and investors and all this kind of stuff. And so he's some man. You have to admire his tenacity. Anybody to kind of keep pushing on at in your 70s, and the stuff that he's doing, the projects that are being announced and all that kind of stuff, it's inspiring. But at the same time, it's a bit of a cautionary tale as well, because, you know, it just shows you how, no matter what level you're at in property, you can come a cropper pretty easily. And, you know, the stuff can catch you off guard. You can often just not realize, and unexpectedly, with little warning, or, you know, what starts out as a couple of, you know, murmurs about maybe there could be some problems down the road, or, you know, economically, there's some sort of hiccups. And then suddenly that gathers steam quite quickly. And all of a sudden, you're facing a full scale crisis. And that seems to be what's happening in the office sector, following on from COVID and the confluence of events that have taken place. You had COVID, you also had inflation, you also had the whole hybrid work from home thing because of COVID. And then in addition to that, you have got the higher interest rates now as a result of the inflation. And lastly, you have the sustainability and ESG and all of the kind of the pressure to make sure that buildings are sustainable now for major investors. All of this has put a huge amount of pressure on it. And I was just reading in the Financial Times in the last couple of days that that's actually about 2 weeks ago. It said there's a headline that bad property debt now exceeds the reserves of many of the largest banks in the US. And so certainly when you see a headline like that, it is a little bit nerve-wracking, because I can remember 2008, this is how it kind of began. And anyone who bought before 2008 went, you know, to the wall, or certainly faced some serious, serious struggles. And I'm sure a lot of you listening will have been through that, same as me. But then also anybody who came out the other side of that will be aware of the amount of opportunity that presents itself after a major correction like this. And so you have to kind of think to yourself that whilst there's risks there, there are also massive opportunities. And it's kind of like two sides of a coin. Which side of, if you buy
at the right side, then it's all up. If you buy at the wrong side, then it's all down. And so it can be quite binary in that regard. But I know people that bought in, we'll say 2010, 2011, it was very, very slim pickings in terms of the numbers of deals that were being done. Financing was quite difficult. But if you could get a deal done back in those days, you were looking at a 5x return. I can remember seeing buildings for sale at 25% yield. And so within 4 years of buying that building, you have fully repaid the purchase price from the rent. So incredible stuff. And it's got me thinking. It's got me thinking a lot lately. And I've been thinking about how can I combine this podcast and my coaching programs and stuff that I'm doing, and to create just this insane value that positions people for that opportunity that's going to come. And already there's opportunity out there, and anybody who denies that, you just have to listen to some of the guys in the mastermind group that I have. And we have a couple of guys that are still buying actively, like buying. They've already bought their first property this year. And these guys are, they know what they're doing. They have kind of a formula and a solution. And I have absolutely no doubt that they'll do really, really well because they're not overpaying for the property. And that was always the risk, you overpay. But how do we create insane value for either you, the listener, or if you want to kind of move closer to becoming kind of like a member of the mastermind or a client? I'm not talking about a little bit of value. I'm talking about, I've just been racking my brain. I went for a huge walk the other day and I just was thinking to myself, like, what would make the difference? What kind of value would be so crazy that it seems kind of impossible to provide? And I have not lost my reason, or I haven't lost my sense of balance. But where I'm coming from here is I've been reading to Alex Hormozi, who is, a lot of you will have heard of this chap. Alex Hormozi is an American businessman. He's only, I think he's in his, still in his 20s or maybe in his early 30s now, but he has gone on to build a $100 million business. And he's done it in a few short years, starting in the gym industry. And so it's impressive. And he's written a book called 100 Million Offers. And going through it, he describes this process to create an offer, as he puts it, that is so good, people would feel stupid to say no. And that is what I'm talking about. It's how do you build something and build a product or build some sort of a program that is so valuable that people just are scrambling to get into it because it just represents so much value. And I'm not talking about something that, you know, hopefully it gives you value. I'm talking about that something that's so clear that there's massive value there to be had, that you consider yourself lucky to get on the program and to have the resources to kind of move forward and actually take advantage of the market when it's at a kind of a difficult moment. So I went for a 2-hour hike on Sunday. I like going up by the lead mines here in Carrigmyle, in the kind of Shank Hill. And there's a mountain next to it called Carrigolligan. And it's amazing for me. I can walk out my hall door of my house and I can jog up there and I can be at the top of this mountain in about 37 minutes or thereabouts. It's only about 4 or 5K away from my house. And so I went for a big long hike, walked up there. It took me about 2 hours from door to door and came back with just tons and tons of ideas. And I went through this process that Alex Hormozi describes, and he kind of outlined how to build an amazing product that ticks all the boxes and that makes people just really, really feel that this is an outstanding product that is so far above every other thing. And I'm not talking just about myself here. This is something that you can apply to your own business and to differentiate your own business from that of all of your competitors. And so that people who are looking at your business are not comparing your price against somebody else's price. they see it as a completely different standard. And it's a really interesting concept. And he went through this whole process of how you do it. And so I did this myself. And I started, as he suggests, by creating a really big list of all of the problems and all of the obstacles that potential investors or property investors or whatever that they face every day that is preventing them from entering into the market. And so I kind of looked at this big list and I started writing it down, and I have, you know, my notebook here, and if you're watching on the video, you can see kind of, I went to town and I just kept writing and writing and writing and writing. And just to list off, you know, one or two of the thoughts that I have is, but what would be an obstacle or a problem to getting into the market? First of all, a lot of people will say that they don't know where to find opportunities. They don't know how to value a property. They don't know how to spot a good deal, we'll say. Another will say that they just don't have the money, or they're finding it hard to raise the money. Another would say that they find it difficult to know where to invest or how much to put into the deal. A lot of people will be asking, you know, how can you go about raising money? You know, they don't understand the process of getting a mortgage, or, you know, what are the other types of loans that are out there? And then you've also got people that, you know, that would say, I have no idea. I hear all about, you know, rent control, and I hear about landlord and tenant law and all this. And I'm really scared, like, that I could get myself on the wrong side of it. That could be an obstacle. Or you might be thinking to yourself, you know what? I don't understand the tax system. I'm a bit worried. Or I don't know the rules. I don't know anybody that could assist me with refurbishing my property if I went ahead and purchased. I don't know how to negotiate. How do you make an offer on a property? And how can I be sure that I'm going to be successful with this deal? How long is it going to take from buying it until I'm actually making money? And how much effort and sacrifice would it take to do this deal, or to make, you know, to go after this? And these are just some. Like, I went and I listed out, I would say, 50 or 60 more. And I just kept on brainstorming, dumping all of these ideas onto a page and saying, okay, now what's the next stage? The next stage is to sit down and consider a solution for every single one of those problems, and to really think outside the box. And because a lot of the time people see these things and go, well, you know, you can't fix that. That's just, you know, you'll have to kind of figure that over time. But I think that is not the case. I think you can actually build templates, guides, you know, coaching, education, whatever it might be. For example, when somebody says, I don't know where to find opportunity. Well, a possible solution would be to create a guide of all the hotspots in the country, a list of all of the cities, towns, villages, and to identify, you know, the various data points that point to them being good locations to buy with good prospects. But then go further, actually introduce you to the local agents for in those specific towns, to actually introduce you to the mortgage brokers that operate in that area, and to introduce you to tradespeople that actually operate in those towns. So the idea being to have some sort of a database that you can rely on that has been vetted and that you kind of understand. When it comes to trying to raise money from lenders, a possible solution to that, you know, I thought to myself, well, let me bring these people to you. I'll go out and start bringing lenders onto this podcast. And so, for example, we had David Jelly of Property Bridges not so long ago. But I'm thinking, I'm going to go out, I'm going to go to all the big lenders, and I'm going to see if I can bring them on here and have a conversation with them about raising money. But then I'm going to go further, and I'm going to bring them to my next mastermind event. I'm going to get them to give maybe a talk on how to go about getting money from them, how, you know, to learn from them how you go about structuring your deal in order to best get through their credit committee, and all of that kind of stuff. Just you see what I'm getting at? It's anything that you're unsure about, to create a solution around it. And for those of you wondering how to go about finding investors, one of the ideas I have is I'm going to actually invite groups of investors to my events, my mastermind events. And I did this as I did with my accelerator clients, that the people who signed up and did my accelerator program. I actually did I used to have this thing, this investor pitch day, and it was more of a kind of a practice dry run. But what we would do is I would show them how to, you know, how to build a presentation for an investor and then how to go about presenting and pitching it. And then you would actually stand up in the room and you would pitch to us, the other members. But it would be kind of like a dry run before you actually do the real thing. But I'm thinking, let's take it a step further. Let's actually bring investors to an investor pitch and have an opportunity for you, if you're a member, to meet up with these, you know, self-declared investors, people that are buying and selling and putting money into the property market, that are looking for maybe they're looking for a more passive role, and they're looking for people who might be active or willing to go out there and roll up their sleeves, which is a lot of the time the people that are coming into my program. And so the idea would be you build a rapport with them and you seek feedback on, you know, your pitch or whatever it is. And as part of the program, we already do this module on investment proposals, how to present, how to pitch, and to do those rehearsals and to have maybe the rehearsals before the main event so that you can actually refine if you are going in and trying to kind of raise money. If this all sounds like insane value and something that you'd be interested in, do let me know, because I want to make sure I'm on the right track here. And the idea is that if it sounds like ludicrous and that how could you possibly do all of that, then I think I'm on the right track, because that's exactly how Alex Hormozi describes the process that he went about creating the offers that allowed him to create a $100 million business and have people out there screaming from the tops of the roofs of how great a guy he is and how he's helped them and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's really, really interesting. And basically the way it boils down to is that every single problem, every single obstacle to your progress is something that we have to come up with a solution. There's not something that, well, we can't solve that problem for you. The idea is that everything has a solution. And I already, as a little side additional thing, I already have an accountability group. I've probably mentioned it over the last couple of months that I started it. I started it, I think, at this stage about 8 weeks ago, something around that. But it's called Momentum. And the idea is that this Momentum accountability group would be included in that as well. So in addition to the education and the networking and everything like that, you also get the accountability piece. And the idea around the accountability is that we go about creating a 90-day plan, and then you put some stretch goals in it, like in this case, buy a property or secure finance for the deal or whatever it might be. And you get that deal over the line within the 90 days. Or if you're still in the process of kind of building up your knowledge base for a certain area, then maybe you get yourself to a position where you're comfortable that you've identified the area that you want to invest. But you've got to take it in steps, but hold yourself accountable. Have your peers in the group holding you to account. Make sure that you feel like you're making real progress. And you don't leave the program until you've bought a property. And so that way, it's not one of those things where you say, oh, I'll wait until I buy the property and then I'll join the program. The idea is that you actually, you're in the program and you continue to learn and you can continue to get better and grow your network and all this. And you keep doing that until such time as you have property. And then, and only then, do you kind of think about moving to the next stage. Now, I'm planning to launch this in probably the mid to late April. And so we'll say 6 to 8 weeks from now. But I'm curious to know what you think, whether it sounds of interest. I asked a couple of my previous clients to go into my LinkedIn profile and to just put a couple of their recommendations on the on my profile. And I was really pleased to see quite a few of them came back and put in a recommendation. So have a look at those and you'll see yourself what people are saying about the programs that they've done with me. And I'd love to have you as a client if this sounds of interest. So please do reach out. I'll actually put my, I might put up my WhatsApp down below or something like that, so you can text me, and that way we can get in contact. But I'm planning to launch this. It's going to be a group. It's going to be a group of people starting at the same time. I've done different formats before. I think the group setting kind of works best because everyone starts together. And this is going to be a really high value thing. I'm going to put in, I mean, LinkedIn, building your profile, all of that stuff, because I think the idea here is that you position yourself for a fair bit of exposure so that people like investors can identify and find you and things like that. So if it sounds of interest, please do reach out. I'm going to probably set myself a target of getting this up and running by April. And so that, you know, if you want to get yourself on a list to join it, please do. And we'll have a conversation, you and I, one-to-one, before we join the program, just to make sure that you're, you know, you're going to get the most from it, that you're eligible for it. I say eligible only insofar as there'll be some people that are maybe still at the kind of early stages of the investment journey, and maybe they might benefit from doing my foundations program instead, which is more of a 101 rather than something that's kind of for people who are progressing and moving forward and trying to build a portfolio. In the case of, and actually one of the things that I'm looking at including as a module will be how to turn becoming an investor into an actual business. And I did this myself back when I started out, when I decided to get out of architecture and move into investment. What I actually did was I pivoted away and I basically put myself out there as a development manager. And so people came to me with their deals and I invested in their deals, but I also ran the deal, and then I would charge people for my time of running the deal, and I would incentivize it so that, you know, when I deliver a tenant or when I sell the property for a profit or whatever, that I get kind of a, you know, all of these, I was going to say a kickback, but it's basically a commission-based incentive. And this is how you can turn it into an actual business. So not only are you investing money in growing a property portfolio and growing a kind of an investment portfolio, but you're also getting paid to do it. And so that is how to become a promoter, I suppose you would call it. And so I'm working on that as a module as well. So anyone who has worked with me before, I always have an early bird kind of program. It's the first time I'll do it. I'll put out like an early bird. It'll be the lowest rate it's going to be, and it'll be probably the best value it's going to be, because I usually throw the kitchen sink into it on the basis that I'll figure out what I can remove from subsequent programs when they come out later on. But this will be well discounted from the value. And the idea I have is that what you pay will be about 1/30th of what it's worth. That's the kind of promise that I'm making. And that's obviously based on what the potential earning power is based on what you learn from the program. So there you go. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Does it sound interesting? Let me know what is the biggest obstacle that is facing you or preventing you from entering the property market at the moment. And if it's value, if it's concern about the economy, all of that, I'd love to know, because that also is an opportunity. And what I want to do is that anyone who works with me comes away with the maximum amount of confidence and conviction that the deals that they're doing are going to be are going to work, and that they're not going kind of like throwing darts at a board, that they really do know that this deal is going to work before they proceed. And so guys, I hope this is a kind of a shortish one, but just wanted to kind of put it out there. This is my thoughts. I find Alex Hormozi an interesting guy. You know, people can find him a bit brash, so it's kind of you love or hate him. But he's definitely, this book that he's written is very, very good, and I'd strongly recommend you go and take a look at it. So guys, until next week, have a good one. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Facade. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please connect with me via the Facebook group that is called Behind the Facade Community. Alternatively, you will find me on social media. My handle is Gavin J. Gallagher. You can stay up to date with all of my content and the various projects I'm working on over on my website, gavinjgallagher.com. And while you're there, please do add your name to the Join My Tribe thing over on the right-hand side. This will ensure you're kept up to date via my weekly newsletter. All of these links are in the show notes below. That's all for now. I will see you guys in the next episode.